And welcome back to The Sesh. I'm Kendall Ray.
And I am Janelle. Thank you for joining us this week on The Sesh. We're happy to have you back. Or if you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. We've been getting some new followers.
Yeah, we have.
And so, welcome to the shit show.
Yeah. <Just kidding. laughs> Actually, I bought a banner. Where did it go? I bought this like...
You bought a banner for what?
Yeah, that says welcome to the shit show.
Shut up.
For The Sesh.
Yeah. What?
I literally bought it. I actually sent you a picture of it. You just forgot.
Oh, great. Good but for me.
You liked it at the time. It was like 2 months ago. I showed it to you.
I do remember that. Yes.
Yeah, I ordered it and then I gave it to Josh and who knows.
They probably threw it out.
That's a good possibility. The amount of stuff Josh has thrown out over the years of things that were not supposed to be thrown out. Oof. It's been a lot.
It's been a lot. Yeah, a lot of things.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to find it. But anyways, welcome back, you guys. We're happy to have you guys here with us. Today, we have a lot of stuff on the menu.
Yeah, for this week. We do. We have a few spicy topics. Some that are pretty intense.
Yeah.
And I feel, we that we need to give a little bit of a warning before we get into this, because we know as animal lovers that stories like the one we're gonna be talking about today in the beginning are kind of heavy and can be upsetting or like leave you in a bad mood, and I totally get that. We'll have timestamps, of course, so you can like click past it, but we will be talking about Nikki
Philippi. I don't want to say Philippi.
Philippi sounds right.
I thought it was Philippi, and the whole time I'm like, no, it's Philippi.
Yeah, I mean, you would know best.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to be touching on that whole situation. I'm sure a lot of you didn't even know about it because she's not really a big YouTuber anymore. But this situation is just nuts and definitely needs to be talked about. So.
Yeah. And also, I want to give another warning. The other story we're talking about does involve SA and CP, which is... You can look that up. I'm going to let you guess what that is. It has something to do with children. That's not okay.
Yeah, we'll be talking about Josh Duggar.
Yeah.
So if you've been keeping up with that.
Definitely look down into the description box for the timestamps if you choose not to do that. Because we're also going to be reading some Are You the Asshole or Am I the Asshole?
Oh, yeah.
From Reddit, which we did before and it went really well. It was fun and you guys seemed to like it. So we're going to do it again.
Yeah, and that was really fun. And we only did a...
Did a few of them.
So we're gonna really dive in today. I'm excited for these.
I know. But we also want to thank our sponsors, Modern Fertility Tushy and Function of Beauty. Thank you guys. Should we go ahead and get into our first spicy? Sorry, we don't have our soundboard today.
Oh yeah. And people were upset that last week we didn't do our like check-ins.
I know. You're right. Okay, no, we need to do our check-in. Thank you for reminding me.
We may not have anything to say some weeks, guys. That's why we may not do it every week.
True.
But when there's something useful to talk about or interesting.
Useful things to talk about. Some things have happened.
Useful in your life?
Well, not necessarily useful, but I got the second vaccine. That's useful.
Yes.
I'm fully vaccinated. So did you.
I got it this morning. I did. I got the little Modernski number 2.
Ooh, it's very exciting. I got mine last Saturday and then I also moved that day. So that was really fun. And ironically, I felt totally fine that day. And I was like, maybe I'm just the lucky one that like won't get sick. And then I went to bed and woke up at 2 a.m. and it felt like I got hit by a fucking truck.
That's what a lot of people are reporting. Like during the night, it'll hit you.
Yeah,
was I'm kind of scared for tonight.
Yeah,
I'm fine as of now.
Yeah, but yeah, it's not fun, but worth it. I feel great now, and I'm protected.
Yeah, and we're gonna be able to travel soon.
I'm so excited.
That's really cool.
I'm really excited.
Really exciting.
But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. My move was stressful, but it's done now. You know, moving's always stressful.
Mm-hmm. Took a little while for the dogs and then moving all her plants. We had to do some plant upkeep. You can't move them if they have any like crusties on them. You had to like get all that shit off.
I had a few that I was like really holding on to that were great in the summer. And then I brought them in and you know how it is when you bring plants in and it's like they never thrive as much. Mm-hmm. And we're in Colorado, so we can't put them outside all year long. And I had them in my house all winter and Kendall came home and she was like, these are dead. They need to go in the trash. And I was like, no, we just need to put them outside and give them water. She's like, no, these are dead.
Janelle tries to hang on to things for as long as she possibly can and like be in denial about things that have died. And I have to go over there and sometimes it is a plant graveyard, guys. Like one time a few months ago,
I
have to tell the truth.
A plant graveyard?
It's true. Even John,
I have a lot
John
of
was looking at me
okay,
like,
John's
yeah,
just a thanks, hater, Kendall. Though.
No, he's not. You had like several, you had at least 6 dead ass plants. It's like fully dead. No way they're coming back.
It
like
wasn't 6. It was like 3.
No, girl. It was a
and
lot
one of them
that.
I'm pretty sure you killed and it wasn't even dead yet. You made me throw it out and I'm pretty sure you would have survived.
Dude, if they... They're never going to come back to their like full extent. Maybe you'll get like one green leaf back. Sometimes you just got to let go because then the bugs will like live in it.
But I have healthy plants. You saw my, they're sitting out. They're doing good.
No, you do. You have some, but you refuse to get rid of the dead ones. And yeah, I'm not hating because I kill plants all the time. I just throw them out like no problem.
That's true.
But you like to keep them and pretend they're still alive as long as you can. So they just get bugs.
That's the problem. Yeah. That's why John's like, get rid of them because bugs be flying around, those little stupid gnats.
I know. They're annoying. Some neem oil treatments this morning.
Yeah, I bought some neem oil because I haven't done a treatment in a while and that shit smells bad, but it's worse.
It is the worst. If you've never smelled neem oil, it's the absolute worst.
Butthole of the world.
It's just really, it is butthole of the world. Absolutely.
Like, it's really bad. It smells nasty.
It smells like baby diary.
Literally, it's baby so bottle. Sick. It's so nasty.
It's really good.
But it works. Anyways, we're very passionate about plants. Can you tell?
I don't think I have anything else to say. People always want like a personal update. Yeah, I don't really have anything
else for yourself.
Not really. How was the vaccine?
How was your birthday?
It was good. Oh, I got my eyebrows tattooed on.
Oh, that was cool. They look great. I got
microblading.
That's awesome. That's the latest in my life.
Thanks. That's it, though.
Vaccine, microblade.
Yep. I got a fountain today. I was excited about that.
Oh, yeah. That sounds very cute. Thanks. Yeah. I really like that.
So, yeah, that's about as exciting as my life gets. Oh, but let's get into Nikki Philippi. Fuck. I'm going to do that the whole episode.
Maybe it is Philippi. I didn't bother to actually confirm because I'm like, you know what? Whatever. That's at least my worries right now.
Seriously. She doesn't even deserve it. This whole thing is so upsetting and absolutely absurd. Mm, okay, so Nikki Philippi. I'm sorry. Philippi. I'm just gonna say Nikki. Nikki has a vlog channel. YouTube. She started as a beauty guru type situation.
She's been on here like 10 years.
Yeah, and we both followed her at least like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I watched her a long time.
Yeah. Me too. And, like before I was even on YouTube, I was watching Nikki.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other, you know, beauty gurus at the time. And then her channel has developed more into like a vlog channel.
Like vlog lifestyle, like cooking, gardening. She calls it like homesteading.
So you have like stayed kind of, she's stayed on your subscription feed all these years.
She stayed on my sub feed all these years and her videos are like extremely aesthetically pleasing. Like, I'm not gonna lie, the way she films herself, at least in my opinion, like, cause she does things that I'm like interested in. Like she films cooking. I like to cook plants and like she has chickens that I think are cute. And so I'm like, oh, it's fun to watch. But
yeah,
so I've like kind of kept up with her. I certainly do not agree with all of, you know, her beliefs and choices and stuff to any extent, but I do like her aesthetic of her videos. Mm-hmm. So I've kind of kept up with her and like I feel like I know a decent amount about her life, more than like most of the internet, because she has a decent amount of subscribers, but I think like she doesn't get too many views anymore. I think she's kind of like, you know, kind of been more low key and under the radar, and like
her channel's pretty dead. I'll just say that.
Oh, like, okay, there it is. I was gonna say, we're gonna say that. I don't know.
Well, I think we should just say it because it's pretty crazy. Like she has 1.3 million subscribers, but like it's around like 18,000 to 30,000 views on average.
Yeah, exactly. So I think the people who are watching her are like people who have been watching her forever. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's getting many like new people subscribing to her, watching her.
A lot of people hadn't heard of her before this kind of broke out.
But I have I feel like a lot about her.
And so, you knew about this like 15 minutes after they posted it.
I literally was just on Instagram and saw that she posts. So she posts this picture on May 3rd. And it's this Instagram picture. And it's a bunch of them.
Slide.
It's her and her dog. So it's about her and her dog. And the caption says, McTrousen, I'm so grateful for our time with you. You were a mini horse, a shark, a bear, a mouse, a dinosaur, and Dan's best friend all in one. Dan is her husband. Mm-hmm. You made me laugh. You made me cry. You destroyed our property. And you also kept it safe, LOL. You kept me feeling safe. Bowser was the ultimate cuddle bug, but you couldn't necessarily know if you had just dropped by our house. He acted crazy. And then she kind of goes into basically what happened is they had an incident where she became like, the dog became, I guess, violent with the kid and like bit the kid or snapped at the kid.
But she didn't explain that in the Instagram post, right? Because that's what she posted at first.
She didn't explain in the Instagram post. She was like, it's very sad though. Like he has an aggressive side to him and we ultimately had to make the decision to put him down. That was the gist. And then she was like, stay tuned because I'm going to be posting a YouTube video tonight. So when I was on there, I saw it and it had just been posted on Instagram like 15 minutes before. And I was like, damn, this is going to pop the fuck off. Like people are already like, what yeah. on earth? Mm-hmm. And then that video came out. And then the next day on Twitter, it was like, everyone was talking about her all yeah. of a sudden. I was like, damn, yep. she hasn't gotten this much attention.
Which a lot of people were like, did she kind of know posting this? Because it's almost like, why would you even post this? It's the craziest thing. But can we just go over the footage that we have of her video? Let's kind of react to it yeah. so people can see. But yes, we are going to be talking about a dog who was put down by this couple for being aggressive in general. Mm-hmm. And then especially aggressive towards their child mm-hmm. who got in its space and like tried to take food yeah, or something or
the
a bone.
Kid took like some food and then I think the dog is like a little bit territorial mm-hmm. with food. They've also mentioned that he had like behavioral problems in the past. Like he was like not great with other people and not great on walks and not great with other dogs. And so mm-hmm. it was like always kind of concerning, I guess. He's a bull terrier.
A bull terrier. Okay. They're really cute.
I don't know anything about them. They're so cute. They're like the Target dogs.
They are. Oh, that is what it's from. Yes.
And from Toy Story, right?
Oh, yes. There's one in Toy Story. Yeah.
But I guess they're also like really, really strong. I don't think they're like, I don't really believe that like there's mean breeds out there. So, mm-hmm. but I think they're very strong and like,
I think it's about how you train. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So,
but they've had this dog for a really long time
yeah,
and
like 9
it looks
years.
Like from a puppy, at least Dan yeah. had him.
Yeah.
Cause they have pictures of him as a puppy.
Yeah.
So it's definitely like when you get it a dog that naturally has these instincts, you've got to have training as part of your plan, right?
100%.
Or it ends up like this.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't have to end up like this.
Yeah, it's really sad.
But okay, let's go ahead and react before we share any more of our thoughts yeah. to her video.
For those of you who know him or have been around him, he's an angel. But, you know, he likes to get rowdy and that's part of the reason why I liked him. You know, one of the things that I liked about him, but, you know, for many, many years, for most of his life, he was an extremely dangerous animal outside the walls of my house. So he was definitely an outside animal that I had to keep inside.
Well, and Bowser was attacked when he was a puppy, and we never really talked about that very much, but that was like that was a big turning point in Bowser's personality. So prior to the attack, Bowser could go to dog parks. Bowser was just calmer in general. And then after the attack, it just triggered something in him. And he was attacked by another bull terrier, actually my parents' old bull terrier. But it's something that can happen with the breed. And so ever since then, things really took a turn.
Well, there's been multiple instances, you know, we could have put Bowser down a really, really long time ago, and several times, and just been putting the day off.
Like, okay, so he's been having behavioral problems for, like, a long time, it seems, because he got attacked. Like, mm-hmm. okay, so why are we not taking steps to, like, work with the mm-hmm. dog?
Find it. There's trainers. There's people who specialize in aggressive dogs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And there's plenty of people that would have just taken mm-hmm. this dog off of your hands. There's plenty of people that, like I said, specialize with breeds that are mm-hmm. more aggressive and know how to work with them and train them.
Exactly.
So you should not have put him down years ago. And oh, so strange.
It's so
because they
weird.
tried to like make it sound like because he's so old, they get in later in the video
yeah.
that they did call the Humane Society.
Yeah.
And someone at the Humane Society, one person that they talked to, which it could have just been a volunteer.
Who knows?
Like tons of people at work.
I mean, they may not even gone
volunteer.
There. Who knows?
Yeah. Anyway, this person told them that rehoming Bowser, their dog, was not an option. Because they'd had him for too long because he was too old. So that's what they tried to like make
like,
it sound
basically
like.
Basically, like if you rehome him and then he attacks someone else, even when he's rehomed, because yeah. you were the original owners, you're still responsible for it.
Which I don't even know if that's true. Like I'm sure you could get some legal papers drawn up.
I do not understand how that's true. Mm-hmm.
I don't think. I mean, I really don't know the details about it, so I can't speak on it too much. But I imagine you could get some type of legal papers
because,
drawn up
like,
that says like, okay, now it's officially not my dog.
Right? Yeah, well, like
just expensive.
When you adopt a dog, it's like when I got Charlie, they were like, "Hi, like no guarantee anything." Basically, like, he has had a rough life, and this mm-hmm. so this is a like this isn't an adopted dog. This comes from a family, so I can't imagine them being like Like, I don't think I could go back to where I got him and sue them if Charlie all of a sudden, like, bit someone. You know what I mean?
You signed something when you adopted
him. So I'm sure that
they could have drawn the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
But they said that this woman told them that it wasn't an option because he was too old. But then here they are saying, we thought about doing this years ago. So clearly the age thing isn't even an issue. And you guys should have done something about this a lot sooner.
Yeah. So then they like go on and talk about how they have, because they have two dogs. And the other little dog is a Yorkie. And I guess there's been times where this other dog has even drawn blood from the Yorkie. And she's had to be stitched up a few times.
You can
hear
my dogs in the background.
They're mad.
They're outside.
I don't know. I feel like they're kind of just, they said like ultimately they had to make the decision to put the dog down and have someone come into their home,
which is just a straight up lie. And anyone that works in this field, they're just people that are familiar with animals.
Well, the other thing that blows my mind is that you have a million people following you. You don't think you could be like, hi, I have a really bad problem. Yeah. Like my dog's aggressive towards my kid and I don't think I could keep it. What should I do? What are my options? Can anyone
take it? Or is
there
anyone out there who can help?
Please,
yeah.
Like, I don't, obviously I want him to go to a good place and make sure he's okay. Like, I'm sure you could have figured it out. I think that's why people are so pissed. Like, really?
Yeah,
don't
you act had
like
you options.
You made that decision.
I know, it's so sick. And the way that they do this video is so strange. They seem so, like, normal about it. Mm-hmm. Like, he seems a lot more emotional, but she seems very, like, clearly on the defense a little bit. Like, she knew she'd probably get shit for this.
Oh, yeah. Well, so even she's, on her like, Instagram, she was like, I want to make it clear that on the video, like, anyone who has any criticism will be blocked. I'm like, oh girl,
oh,
you don't even know what's coming for you.
Your fingers will not keep up with that. Yeah. The amount of people you're gonna need to block because, yeah, who was it? Jeffree Star? Someone tweeted at her today.
Yeah, and called her the nasty word.
What did he call her?
Called her a C word. I don't know if we can even say it on YouTube. I don't think we can.
A bunt. Called her a bunt.
A bunt. But yeah,
you know what? Hey,
I was like,
this is pretty disgusting.
It's pretty bad. It's really, really sad. And people are having petitions to have her channel demonetized, unverified from YouTube and Instagram.
And we were just saying, like, you watch them. So,
oh, yeah.
You don't think he even has a job?
No, this is
as far as you know.
No, he doesn't. No, I know he doesn't. I'm pretty positive he doesn't have like a second income as far as I know. Like, I'm pretty sure they rely on their channel, like on this channel and sponsorships and stuff. People are reaching out to their sponsors now. I'm like, oh.
And when Janelle said that this morning, I was like, how is that even possible? Because they're like barely getting any views. Like, this is really of their careers. So I was like, well, does she do MLM?
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
And
yes,
I was like,
yep. Yeah,
she's part of Young Living. So that's a huge part of her income as well, which is not surprising. A lot of smaller channels do that.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's like, it's honestly crazy that she posted this. I can't believe, like, did you really think you were gonna get any sort of reaction other than this one?
I know, that's why it almost feels like maybe she felt like, because her channel was kind of losing views, that this was something to like, and it was, that's what's most aggravating, is she posted this to so many people, and who knows who could be out there with an aggressive dog, that this could be the thing that's like, oh, I should just put them down.
Yeah,
like, that's what Nikki did. So,
well, yeah. And I think it's also, I don't know, I think there's a lot of like other things that, like, she has beliefs that I feel go directly against doing what she did. And it's like,
that's
very
true.
Hypocritical in a lot of senses. So yep. I'll just say
that. Well, she even said in the video that, like, she believes that God creates all creatures and Bowser was created by God. Mm-hmm. And then,
yeah, okay, she said that she was literally thanking God when the dog was being put down, she was hugging him and thanking God for like bringing Bowser into. I'm like, but.
It was a beautiful, perfect ending in our living room, in our arms, calm, able to hug him and kiss him and hold him and thank him. You know, I just spent time hugging him, and it was kind of a combination of like telling him how I felt and how grateful I was to him for all those years, combined with kind of like prayer to God and thanking God, you know, for giving us this time with him. You already know how I feel. Like, I think everything is created by God. I think that creation is so beautiful, and Bowser was so unique and special and perfect for our family. And, you know, we didn't have kids for, what, how many years of our marriage? 11, 12 years of our marriage? So Bowser really was like, he was our kid in our kidless years. We have a large chapter with him, and we're just so grateful to God for allowing us to have him and love him and hold him and care for him and for making us feel safe and protected and all the laughter. And
I just think that's weird that, like, okay, well then why are you making the decision of when Bowser's life ends?
Exactly. The right decision would have been anything other than this.
Anything.
And a lot of people brought up, you know, how did you get a vet to do this? Which I don't know how common it is, but this was like a at-home service that they paid money for. It wasn't even like a veterinarian.
Yeah, well, they were like, we didn't want to bring him into the vet and like have him be super like anxious, because I guess out of the house he was like a very like wild and like somewhat aggressive dog outside the house. They were like, we didn't want that to be like his last memories or whatever. But
and
I was
not
like,
many vets will do this though. I'm sure they would have trouble, especially in California.
Yeah,
is that where she lives?
Yeah. No, she lives in Tennessee.
Oh, well, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, she's in Nashville. But yeah, it's really sad.
Well, they definitely deserve all the backlash they're getting, and I hope they just like get off the internet at this point.
Because they're getting a lot of shit.
They're
so
gonna be in Brookhouse land now.
I was gonna say, this is really bad. I don't know what you were thinking. Why would you have made that video?
And then the worst part, they did a fucking photo shoot with the dog. Yeah. It looks like the day before he died, or maybe the day he died.
Yeah.
And they took like pictures with him outside.
And the thing is though, like one of the pictures, their kid is standing next to the dog.
Oh, that's so sick. It's so, weird looking at those photos, and like the dog has no idea. Oh, the whole thing is so gross.
Yeah, it's very weird. Oh, and then what's also fucking creepy is, at one point, Dan, the husband, put in his Instagram bio, dog killer. And
dog
then in,
murderer.
Oh, dog murderer. And then in parentheses, allegedly.
When I first saw that, I thought it was Photoshop, because I was like, he seems so sad in the video that why would he make a joke like that? God, idiot. He took it out immediately after
it's
he got
ridiculous.
Shit. But it was up for a little while, but
then, oh my God, he's just he also has been like responding to comments on Instagram. One of them so fucking cringy. Someone says, I'm in shock to have a dog for 9 years and euthanize him because it got to be too much or complicated or whatever the reason is. There are options. My heart breaks for your pup. He deserves better. And Dan comes back and says, does your husband know you are using the internet?
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, yeah. You didn't
what
know that?
A piece of shit.
And I was like, whoa.
Oh my God.
Bad.
Does your husband know you're... Oh, that's scary. That's
bad.
Scary.
Bad, bad, bad.
Oh my God. What a controlling, manipulative type of person.
Yeah. Oh, and Nikki liked the tweet.
Oh.
Or the response, whatever.
And you've like always kind of had bad vibes about him.
Yeah. Bad vibes. Well, I just... I don't know. They're like not into wearing masks. And like, I'm sorry, but like, can we fucking wear a mask? Like, I don't know.
It's not that hard.
It's like not that hard. I don't know what to say. Like, I think it's... Yeah, so whatever. That has nothing to do with this, but it's just like, this is so bad. And yeah, I can't believe they fucking did that.
Well, I'm glad that people are reacting the way that they did, because when I first saw it, it was kind of mixed. I think people felt kind of bad for them, because you naturally feel bad for anyone who just lost a pet. And they're like crying in it.
Yeah.
And like, I think
that's
a lot
what
of people
I thought first
did
when I
feel
first read
it.
I was like, oh my God, they lost Bowser. No,
yeah,
I was
I
like
too.
So sad. And then I read it, I was like, oh my God, wait, what?
Yeah.
I was like, they put him down?
That's so weird.
I was so shook
when
I fucking
weird.
Saw it. Yeah. So,
very odd.
Very, very sad. And rest in peace to that little doggo. I feel just so sad. Like, what the fuck?
I know. They should have to. I wonder if they're going to like try to make an apology or like say anything.
I mean,
she'll just disappear.
I don't know.
She just privated her Instagram. We just checked.
Yeah, because I'm sure she's not expecting the amount of attention she's getting. Like on Twitter, it's insane. Yeah. Like, Death Noodles is talking about like the people, and she was like under the radar. That's what I'm saying. Like, she was not in the spotlight at all for a long. It was just like her in her house with her kid, making food with her chickens, whatever. So I was like, yeah. But anyways,
well,
not
that's
good.
One way to bring a lot of attention to your channel. And it just makes me wonder if maybe she thought at all that
it would bring some
attention. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe she thought it would be like a little bit of hate, but not to the point where it's like the whole internet's now talking about you. And
which
like,
I don't know how she thought that was going to be. And oh, here's another really fucked up part about this. In the video, the dude actually says, we'll put a clip in right now.
You know, I grew up with the movie Old Yeller, and I wanted to pick Bowser up by the back of the neck and take him into the backyard and put him down right there.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he I mean, that tells you right there.
I was like, when he said that part, I was like, did you mean to cut this out? Like,
I know.
What the fuck?
And she's like leaning over on him, and then her eyes get all big when he says it. I was like, damn, you guys should have taken that out for sure.
Stupid.
And then, oh, that makes you definitely think that maybe he got aggressive with Bowser that day. Like, cause he's like, I just want to pick him up by the back of the neck. Which I understand if like your child's at risk. Obviously, you want to protect your child to some degree.
Yeah.
But yeah,
just this like is, saying, this is thinking that shit. Like, it's okay to say that on the internet and stuff. Like, just really scary. Like, that's scary. Like, I get it. Like, I'm sure your kid, when he's hurt at all, is like very upsetting. But like, that doesn't mean you can just like go abuse your dog. Like, your dog didn't ask for that kid. Like, your dog doesn't know what's going on. It's just being a dog. You need to train your dog.
Yeah, and teach your kids.
And
too,
teach your kids to respect boundaries. Yeah, absolutely. Anyways,
be a responsible adult.
That's very sad, but
yeah, it really is.
We'll keep you guys updated if anything happens. I don't know if she'll come back. I kind of have a feeling she's going to be gone for a while.
Yeah, she should. She deserves it.
Yeah.
Let's also talk about Josh Duggar before we get into our Am I the Asshole?
This fucker.
Am I the Asshole?
Am I the Asshole? Am I the Assholes? All right. Yeah, Josh Duggar. So we talked about him last week. He was arrested. Last week we talked about it because he was arrested for CP, and now some updates have rolled in. But let's do a little recap of Josh in case you're not familiar with him.
Yes, please, because I do not even understand him.
I loved this show growing up, so I watched it.
Janelle's the expert today, I said, because she knows all about the Philippines. The Philippines.
I'm like, this makes me look great. I'm like, oh yeah, these people. Oh yeah, I love these. No,
no, you don't love them. You're just interested.
I find 90 Kids interesting. I'm not, yeah. I don't love them. But yeah, I do find them interesting. Okay, yeah. So Josh is the oldest of these 19 kids. It's a family. They had a show on TLC.
Right.
And then it got canceled in 2015 after 9 seasons because Josh had a scandal involving SA. And he later admitted that he had a porn addiction. He was cheating on his wife.
Through Ashley Madison.
And then he also SA'd 5 underage girls, 2 of them being his own sisters. And then sicko. The sisters have since said they've like moved on and they've forgiven him and stuff. Yeah, but and still.
You brought that up last week too, that the family kind of like moved on.
They
kind of
moved
it.
On. Yeah. And they were like, they were like working with some guy that was in the kind of like had the ins with the family to like take care of it with them and stuff. Yeah. So he has had a bad rep for some years now. Let's just say that. But anyways, so and then he went to like rehab and like a retreat program, and he wasn't even like, that's what it was. He wasn't talked to by like a certified counselor. It was more a family friend to help him.
That sounds like not a good idea.
Yeah. So anyways,
which him really is sad because he has a whole family.
Yeah.
And children,
he has 6
girls.
Kids of his own. Exactly. So, okay, fast forward now, April 29th, 2021, Josh was arrested by Homeland Security in connection to CP. So apparently back in 2019 in May, he was downloading a bunch of computer files that had CP and abuse in them. So then his files were flagged by the police, and then detectives started tracing his IP address and all of that. Now, these children that were involved were from ages 18 months to 12 years. Which is like,
what a freak.
So disturbing. I've read somewhere that he had up to like 200 downloads. Oh, I don't know if that's true. This is all legend.
What
so,
a sicko, dude.
Yeah, it was bad. Apparently, when he was raided, Josh immediately was like, what is this about? Has someone been downloading CP without even them informing him of what that was going on?
What
so
a fucking idiot.
Yeah, so I guess he was later asked about like, so have you seen or do you possess this? And he was like, I'd rather not answer that. And was
of
like,
course you would rather not.
Yeah. Oh, and this is crazy too. So because of his previous poor behavior, disgusting behavior, he has a program on his computer called Covenant Eyes, which is an accountability software that monitors and reports questionable internet use to his wife. So his wife's like able to monitor what's going on.
Interesting.
But right?
Covenant Eyes. I've never heard of this.
Neither
so this
have
is
I.
If you're, you can like keep track of your dude. When
yeah,
he's doing,
I guess so. But apparently the app wasn't detecting anything because he had like a password protected network and was like kind of going.
He's like on his VPN.
Disgusting.
What a freak.
So yeah, he pled not guilty.
That is so scary too. Cause that means like, his wife could have known about it. She could have seen something.
Yeah.
if she did have this software.
Yeah, well, the
may
family
have known that he's like a danger to their kids.
Some of the family members have come out and been like, we just want the truth no matter what it is. Like, we pray that like the truth comes to light and stuff like that. So he wanted bail and at first he was denied. But now he is going to be released today, and he, which is May 6th. And I guess his trial is scheduled for July.
So they're going to have him on an ankle monitor.
Yeah.
Until then.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I think so, yeah.
So hopefully he's not going to be around the kids.
I don't know.
That's what we're confused about.
Yeah. Does he, where is he? Because if he's at home, then maybe like the wife reporting. And kids left. But I don't see them doing that. I don't know. I don't know.
It should be part of the court order that you shouldn't be around any children. Yeah, maybe it is.
I don't know. Let us know if you guys know. But I guess he's facing up to 40 years in prison. Sicko.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, we wanted to update you guys on that one because he had just gotten arrested before we recorded our last episode.
And then I recorded my little update in bed.
That was cool. I liked it.
But
like a little vibe, little home sneak peek.
Yeah,
you know, behind the scenes.
But yeah, really just disgusting.
Yeah.
So
he is the asshole, that is for sure.
Yeah, he is the asshole. Both these, Nikki and him, are the asshole.
They are the assholes of the week.
Assholes of the week. Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you. All right, let's go ahead and get into some other Am I the Asshole stories. But before we do, let's thank our first sponsors of the day.
Okay, we are back and we are ready to look at some Am I the Asshole situations and judge whether the person in question is an asshole or not based on the given situation that they present here on Reddit.
Wow, thank you for that much.
Yeah.
Our opinions are the only opinion that matters too, right? So it's it's either we're right or we're right. We're right or we're right.
So Corelli got these for us so that we wouldn't know about them in advance. She found the ones that she thought was funniest. And I wanted to introduce you guys to Corelli. I'm going to have her put the camera on her. This is Corelli.
Hello, hello.
You guys were confused last week because sometimes we have Sydney over there. Sometimes it's Corelli.
You guys kind of look like somewhat similar.
Yeah,
like,
you guys kind of do.
Especially in passing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So Corelli... want to like introduce yourself?
Yeah,
I don't want to put you on the spot. That's like super awkward.
She's like the first day of school. Hi, my name is Corelli.
Yes.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite food and your favorite color?
Yeah. So I adopted Kendall's bunny, Athena, a few years ago now, and that's how we met. It's been great. It's been great working with you guys.
Yes,
we're super happy to have you on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm from here. I'm from Colorado, so it's nice to.
Yeah, it's really convenient. Yeah,
it is.
You're close by. Yeah, Corelli's awesome. She's with us all the time. And then once we're in the office space, the studio, we'll have room for both Corelli and Sydney to be there every week, hopefully.
Yeah, we're going to turn this shit up a notch. Yeah. Bro, it's going to be so fun. It's going to be like a party every day. Yeah,
it's going to be way more fun.
But yeah, we just wanted to clarify that because a lot of you guys were like, wait, Sydney? Sydney looks different. Is that Sydney? And then some of you guys were calling her Sydney. It was funny. But yeah, they will be, I guess, until we get in the studio, it'll be like interchanging kind of.
It'll be nice when we're all there.
Yeah, it will be nice when we're all there.
It's going to be good. Okay, all right. I'm going to read this one. This is funny. Am I the asshole for being visibly shocked / dumbfounded that my girlfriend, a 21-year-old American, could not point out Florida on a map?
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. When sitting next to my girlfriend on a plane, I was bored as fuck looking at the maps that there are, that, you know, that you found in the back of the
little
seats.
Pamphlet things.
Little airplane magazines. And a conversation led to her revealing that she did not know where Florida was on the map. Keep in mind, she graduated from a private high school and is currently going into her senior year of college. Conversation progressed further into me finding out that she could not point out Australia either.
Oh,
that is spicy. I was visibly astonished at this revelation and essentially said, are you kidding? She immediately got defensive and called me an asshole for making her feel stupid. And I do feel bad for making her feel stupid, although I feel as if my reaction to her not being educated on such elementary shit was warranted and may even be a wake-up call for her to learn some basic geography. Am I the asshole?
Oh, that's a good one.
You know what?
Okay.
I kind of agree with him. Like, maybe it'll motivate her to, like, fucking learn some stuff. That's kind of crazy. Like, come on. Florida. I understand, like, not knowing where, like, Michigan is.
I was
going to
say, I don't know. I don't think I could point out every single 50 state on the map.
Really?
Like, if it gave me, like, a blank map, like, fill it in
I could do
correctly.
I could do capitals probably, too. Most of them.
Damn.
Oh, I remember it really well from elementary school. It's like the one thing that stuck with me. Everything else, gone. States, know it really well.
That's amazing.
Like, you could show me an outline of any state and I would know what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Definitely Florida. I feel like Florida is pretty obvious. I agree. People around the world, like most people around the world, like kind of know where Florida is.
It's the last state on the bottom.
That's yeah, true.
It's
like a little, yeah, it sticks out. The one that looks like a gun.
You that's know? Nice. Yeah, it does.
It does look.
Yeah, it does.
People even
yeah,
say that there.
It's true.
It does.
It's true. Okay, but Australia too.
Yeah, Australia. I mean, I can see it, but I mean, the Florida is what's really striking to me. But yeah, Australia. That's
a whole continent.
That's not great. But it makes me feel bad for her. Maybe she had a bad education.
There's only seven continents. Really you bad. Don't know one of them. You only know six of the seven continents. Or
she private school. She had private school.
Yeah, you're right. She had private school.
Yeah, she was in private school.
Does that go to show that private school maybe is
maybe they're off. Just pushing them along. Pushing them along.
Pushing them along.
Helping them get into USC with absolutely no knowledge of the states.
Maybe she was on the rowing team too.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think this guy's an asshole. That's my final judgment. I would say the same asshole. Thing. If Josh said something like that, I'd be like, are you kidding? I wouldn't be able to control myself.
I wouldn't be able to control myself either. But also, I've had some really dumb moments with Jordan before.
That's true. I'm plenty dumb too. Yeah. I mean, I definitely have my things, but like Florida.
But it's okay. Like, I don't, if I'm stupid and I like, if I deserve to have that response, then like, it's okay. You know, like, I will admit that like, I should probably know that. So mm-hmm. yeah, I don't mm-hmm. think he's the asshole.
I don't think he's no. the asshole either.
I don't think
I'd be shocked as well.
Good job. All right, guys, this one's titled, Am I the Asshole for Essentially Telling My Neighbor to Fuck Off After She Asked Me to Stop Smoking on My Deck? They go, that's pretty much it, but I'll tell you the context. All right, so they go, this happened tonight. I went out on my back deck for a smoke. I could hear that my next door neighbors were having some people over on their deck. There's a fence separating us, so I couldn't see them. I'm not close with my neighbors, but we've never had any problems before. So then my neighbor calls me over and asked me to stop smoking because her pregnant sister was over and didn't want the secondhand smoke. My first mm-hmm. thought was, fuck no, but I politely told her that I was on my own deck and that I wanted to finish my cigarette, but to have a nice night. She gets pissed off and is all, I've dealt with secondhand smoke from you since we've moved here and never once said anything. I never knew she had a problem with me smoking, and I honestly don't give a shit. It's my yard and I can smoke a fucking cig if I want to. So I yell at her exactly that. Imagine yelling that to your neighbor. This is my yard. And then she starts to yell back, but her husband tells her to shut up and they go inside. Oh my God. So I stay outside, pissed AF, and finish my cigarette before I go inside and told my roommate what happened. I kind of expected her to be on my side because she's also a smoker, but she told me that I shouldn't have made a one-time mm-hmm. exception for the pregnant woman and that I acted like a bitch. I don't think it's right for her to tell me what to do with my property, but now I'm feeling kind of guilty. Not that guilty, but kind of. Am I the asshole? So then it says, update as of this morning. My, quote, kind of guilty feeling has thankfully subsided. I'm completely fine with how this... interaction went down. Thanks all with a heart. Seems a mix of not the asshole and you are the asshole. So I'm just going to chalk it up to reasonable people can disagree.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
What's your personal opinion on this?
Opinions on this? I am not a cigarette smoker myself, but I do partake in the good old greens. And so trying to like put, if I was in that situation, it's low key my property.
I know it's kind of a hard situation because at first I think I kind of agreed with this person. But then the more I thought about it, I'm like, it would have been the nice thing to do. It would have been less of an asshole move to just be like, finish it later. But also like they're adults, too, and they can just go inside.
Exactly.
Like,
that's the other thing.
Wait like, till she's done and then go out.
You're pregnant doesn't mean that now everyone has to like. Watch out, like conform to your needs or whatever.
To protect yourself at the end of the day. I understand the one neighbor being like, can you just do it this one time? Which kind of would have been nice to be like, this one time. And I think, I mean, if I was in this situation, I know I would have just like,
I would have been like, whatever. Yeah. But I also been, I think I would have been a little bit weird because if I was the pregnant one and someone was smoking, I would have just been like, okay, whatever, I'll just go inside.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't have asked someone to stop on their property.
Oh, you care that much? So you're going to ask me to stop? Like, just fucking go inside and wait 15 minutes and then they'll be done or whatever, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't know. I'm kind of torn.
Are you the asshole?
I don't think she's an asshole.
I mean, but maybe I like a little bit asshole. But I also think
she could
have been
nice hole.
Nice hole. Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's a little bit like kind of just like maybe like not so much asshole as like stubborn, like, no, fuck you. This is my property.
I wonder what her sign is.
True that. Yeah, I don't know. I would say there's a good mix of, that's what they said. The consensus was that there was a good mix of yes and no. So I don't know.
Wow.
I don't think you're the asshole really, but it's kind of funny that you literally told them to fuck off.
Yeah, that's a bit much. That's a bit funny.
Oh man. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. This one says, am I the asshole for pointing out to my friends that they are not famous? My friends are dating. They're also actors who have had small roles on a few TV shows, and I'm talking two lines or less. I say this not to be a hater. I am truly rooting for them. But to give you a scope of their reach, neither of them have a following in their real life or on social media. They get under, or they've got under 1,500 followers combined.
1,500?
Combined, yeah. Oh. So they've each got a couple hundred to make up that much.
Okay.
Anyway, last week I posted a group picture on Instagram of people celebrating on a friend's birthday. Everyone in the photo has got their arms around each other's shoulder, very platonic. Anyway, yesterday in a group chat between the three of us, they asked me to take the photo down because they don't want the public to know that they're dating. I would consider it if they looked bad or sloppy drunk, but they don't. Everyone is around, has their arms around each other, not just them. So it's a platonic like group photo.
Yeah, okay.
So it's not even like they're making out.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Anyway, I asked them what they meant and they said they don't want to end up in the gossip rags.
Shut up. So they're like, we want to have a tea spill. Duff Noodles is going to post about this.
What the fuck? They've got a couple hundred followers each. They've had like a few lines on things. I've pointed out that they're not famous.
Oh no.
And that they don't even have a functioning IMBD page.
Oh no.
They were livid and called me a bunch of names. I think they're delusional and they have been texting me demanding it and it even sent me screenshots of them reporting it, the photo. That's crazy. And at this point, I don't even want to be their friend. I won't either. That's just straight embarrassing.
Oh my God.
However, probably because I'm an asshole, I don't want to delete it solely based on principle. I agree. Keep that shit up. Okay, so yeah.
It's ridiculous.
So what do you think? Are they an asshole?
Oh God. No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think people like that are assholes and need a reality check.
Yeah, seriously.
That is
settle
so
down.
Obnoxious. I would never ask someone to take and I actually am kind of famous, you know? I do have a following. I've got more than 1,500 of a reach, you know? But I've never asked someone to like take a picture down of me, especially my friends.
Yeah, I know. That's so true.
I got a personal profile. What if I was like, Janelle, don't post that.
Ew, I'd be like,
famous.
Fucking get a hold of yourself, Kendall. That's so true.
So embarrassing for both of them. The fact that they're doing it together is even more cringy.
That's
like,
so true. Yeah.
It's not just one. Normally it's just one person that'll act like that. But for them to do that together and like walk around, like they're the famous one in the friend group. How embarrassing. I would do the same thing. And I wouldn't want to be friends with them either.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't think they're an. I don't think this person's
no,
an asshole.
I don't think you're an asshole.
If she like snapped a secret picture of them making out,
yeah.
And like sold it to the tabloids, maybe yeah,
that's this is not like great.
A friend group shot.
A friend group. Why do you care?
Stupid.
Oh my
stupid.
God, that's so dramatic. Wow, imagine that.
Oh, this is interesting. There's would I be the asshole? So they like present situations, and you have to say if they should move forward.
Oh,
would you be an asshole or not?
Interesting.
Should we try to read one of these?
Okay, let's read one of these.
All right. Would I be the asshole if I ask my pregnant wife to move out because she and her best friend decided to test my loyalty? Sounds spicy. So he says, my pregnant wife is pregnant.
No shit. My wife is pregnant with our daughter.
Initially, we were really happy and excited about it. But then she starts acting like a nut job.
Damn.
She gets angry and irritated for small things, insults me when she doesn't like the food I make, and starts acting insecure and accuses me of losing attraction to her. For example, she wants to eat a chicken sandwich for dinner last week. So I made chicken sandwiches. So she eats all the sandwiches, leaving me with nothing.
Told me they didn't
tasted like shit.
She eats all of it. That tastes like shit.
I wasn't pissed because she left me nothing. But if she didn't like them, why did she have to eat everything? When I asked her this, she told me that she was hungry. So I said, okay, fine. She does this every time. Eats everything I make and then calls it shit. I don't argue with her because I work for more than 80 hours a week. Damn. And I really want to have some peace when I get home. So yesterday, a random girl starts flirting with me at the gym and asked me if I wanted to meet her for some drinks. I rejected her and told her that I was married. When I got home, my wife started to hug me and apologize. When I asked her what happened, she told me that her best friend suggested a test of my loyalty for my loyalty. So they asked a mutual friend to flirt with me and ask me out, and I passed. Yay. I'm really pissed. I'm done with her antics. Ooh, would I be an asshole if I asked her to move out?
Oh, damn. Oh,
this is like, oh, damn, this shit got heavy.
I was going to say, this is hilarious until the end.
Oh, man.
Move out.
I don't know.
I mean, that's a pretty asshole thing to do to your fucking us.
Well, yeah. I mean, you are also you would also be kicking out your baby.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, kind of asshole-y. But like, she is like, she's being an asshole too.
Yeah.
But she's pregnant.
She also is pregnant.
Do pregnant women get the pass?
I think they get a pass on a lot of things, but I don't think you can all of a sudden just, it's an excuse to be a shitty human. I'm not saying that's what she is. But
Josh would be so offended if I sent someone to like
flirt with him. Really just sad.
He would be like, wow, you don't trust
me at all.
That's
not like, oh, I'm pregnant, I did that. That's like, yeah, that's really, especially.
That's like some deep rooted issues.
Yeah, exactly.
And it sounds like he would just like probably break it off with her if they weren't having a baby.
Yeah, I was going to say, if
that's a tough situation.
Like, you already want to move out. I wonder, like, now I want to know, like, if they got into a fight after, or like if things got worse, or if he's like so mad and he's automatically like asking this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a good point.
I don't think you're an asshole to ask her to move out if that's like what you really feel you need to do, you know?
I mean, you can be, everyone's got to have a line somewhere, right?
Yeah.
What, she can just do anything?
Well, my guess is that they probably didn't have like the perfect relationship before they got pregnant.
Yeah.
Because I don't
see him eating everything and telling him it tastes like shit.
He's pissed. He's had enough of this, eating all the chicken sandwiches, that bitch.
So funny to me. The chicken sandwich part killed me. Like, nothing. I told me it tasted like shit.
How many did she eat?
She eats like 12 chicken sandwiches.
I have questions.
I have questions too, exactly. Can we get this person on the podcast?
We need to become like Jerry Springer and like get them on here and be like, okay, tell us, walk us through
what if we literally somehow figure out a way to do like live Jerry Springer on the sesh.
That would take our show to the next fucking level.
The next level.
Honestly, we should think about it.
We should.
Anyone want to come on and like work out your personal issues on our show for our entertainment?
Anyone want to come on? No guarantees of anything. Don't hold us accountable, but
these are funny.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't think you're the asshole for saying.
I don't either. I think she's an asshole, kind of.
Yeah, at least.
But like, don't kick her out. Wait, let her have the baby and then kick her out, so that you can. I don't know. Make sure she has a good place to go. At least.
Does it mean like? Does when you say move out, like get the fuck out now, and I don't care where you go, or is it like, okay, this isn't working? So we need to separate ourselves somehow. Like,
yeah,
because
make sure
probably,
she's set up and
because
stuff.
Like. Also, mm-hmm. It's not good for the baby if they're in like a toxic relationship and
that's
at
true.
Home.
That
so like
so
if
true.
It's toxic, then they need to, and they do need to separate, then that's okay.
Because then the baby's going to be brought into the chicken sandwich situation. The baby's like not going to have any food. It's bad. Okay, oh so God. Overall, our assumption that they're both assholes, kind of.
Both assholes.
But like he's not really that much of an asshole.
Yeah, at least in this context from what I can see. That's about
I guess
getting.
He's not really an asshole, but I don't know. Almost kicking out your...
But yeah, I guess what does kicking out mean? What is kicking out?
Yeah, we need more answers before we can officially determine who is the
asshole.
Chicken
sandwich was the last fucking straw. Get out of my house.
I mean, the last straw though being the whole like
that's pretty brutal. Shitty. That's really shitty,
and that means that you were like talking to your friend behind the scenes.
If John did that, if John set me up and like sent some dude, I'd be and then. Well, I would be so fucking offended.
And then you come back home and he's like, oh, I'm so thankful that you didn't actually do it. It's like, why would you even say that you did that?
Yeah, that's
just so true.
Yeah, why would you even tell him?
Why would you tell him? Yeah, literally. That's a very good point. Yeah. You guys are both kind of assholes, but I don't know. Maybe not the guy, because he really didn't deserve that. That's so shitty.
Okay.
Okay, we need to be done with that. Moving on. All right. Before we get into the next one, we want to thank our last sponsor for the day. All right. Next up. Am I the asshole for kicking my cousin off my sister's wedding Zoom call?
Boy, wedding Zoom call.
Damn.
Jeez.
My older sister and her fiance were planning for over a year for their wedding to be this month. Obviously, they can't have the wedding as planned, but they still would like to get married. And so they decided on a Zoom wedding where all of their friends and family would just call in to watch the officiant, my sister and her fiance.
Wow. Damn.
So my sister didn't want to be in charge of hosting the Zoom call because she thought it would stress her out. So she asked if I could help, and I gladly accepted. She and her fiance decided to invite everyone they originally wanted to, and it was a very big list. When we were going over the list, my sister mentioned to me that she wanted everyone else to be muted for the majority of the wedding, as she was worried that others would talk over her and her fiance, and it would, you know, overshadow their big day.
I could see how someone would think they're muted and like accidentally talk.
Yeah, 100%, or like have their dog barking easily. Or something. Oh, yeah. However, her and her fiance said that I should unmute everyone at one point so everyone could talk and have a nice time with each other.
That's got to be really hard.
Yeah, that's stressful. So fast forward to the day of the wedding. Everyone is muted during the ceremony, which goes great. And so then I unmute everyone and ask to please raise a hand if they'd like to talk so it doesn't get too confusing. My cousin, who's around my age, starts waving his hand crazily, and he's with his longtime girlfriend, also similar in age.
Which this person said that they're 27, yeah. So they're all around that age.
Exactly. So he's a very gregarious guy, and
a
I
very
was not
what?
Gregarious.
Gregarious.
He is a very Ooh. Gregarious guy. So he
learned a new
so
word
I
every
guess
day.
He was not surprised that he wanted to speak.
Okay.
Then he says stuff like, "My sister and her husband are such an inspiration. It's given me the courage to do this." Then turns to his girlfriend and pulls out a box the size of an engagement ring box. I immediately saw this as him trying to steal the spotlight, something that he's done since we were kids. Example, he would secretly mess up my sister and I's drawings if the adults would praise ours. Oh my God. And booted him off the call. Okay, so she kicked him off the call.
Oh, wow.
Then I quickly announced that my cousin had technical difficulties and would not be joining again. Everyone wow. else accepted this and went on about talking. And my sister and her husband did too. The rest of the wedding went smoothly, except for the fact that my cousin kept texting me angrily saying that he finally wanted to propose as a surprise with family all around and ruined it. My aunt and uncle texted me the same thing. Am I the asshole?
Interesting. Okay. Well, it is kind of weird that he just like cut him off.
Yeah. Like he's like, I have something to say, and then immediately does it. And he's known for taking the spotlight. But then, yeah, you just seriously just cut their cord, basically.
Yeah, I mean, in the middle of their proposal, because yeah, that kind of ruined their thing. But at the same time, you are protecting your sister, and I get it. Like your own sister comes first. So, I mean, he's like known for doing this kind of. That's kind of annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But you could have just like let him finish it and then like moved on and
or
like muted him after
like,
that.
Yeah.
Just like be like, nope, done. In the middle of proposal.
Pull the plug immediately.
Yeah, that's honestly kind of a
it's
savage.
A little savage.
Mood.
And yeah.
then lie about it.
I don't
it.
Know if they're fully Dude, an what?
And then he lied about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's yeah true. Exactly. Like, oh, they will not be coming back.
I bet he told his sister though, because I'm sure, well.
Maybe. Mm. What if it's like no one knows? No, I'm sure now because I bet the cousin was like telling the whole family afterwards, like, he literally cut me off.
Well, he probably tried to get back in and he like couldn't.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Ooh. A little awkward, but I don't know. Like, that is really obnoxious. But
a lot of people do that at weddings. Yeah, like, that's like a
some
thing.
People just don't realize that it's like kind of. And some people are fine with it yeah. happening at their wedding.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a bit much to just like
on
get
Zoom
him off.
Call. That's so funny to me. It's kind of like, I would feel bad because it's like, okay, obviously your Zoom call wedding is not your first choice. Like, right, we're doing this because of COVID. Like, we would have rather yeah. have it in person. So it's kind of rude to be like.
On they, top of that.
Yeah, exactly. On top of that. Like, they already have to kind of compromise.
Yeah.
And then to have this.
I totally get that. It's their moment. And they get this like small
have,
moment.
They can have made like a movie night, like a Zoom family movie night.
Yeah.
There.
That's so yeah. true.
Mm-hmm.
That's so
well,
true.
I try to steal the spotlight from already like in a really awkward
yeah
situation.
Yeah,
I don't think this person's an asshole.
No, I don't think so either.
You gotta make a quick judgment.
Yeah, quick. That's the other thing, is like, I'm sure you were panicking in the moment. You're like, oh yeah. I just gotta do it quick.
Yeah, I don't know.
Plus, I mean, her sister or their sister was like basically saying, you know, oh, it's a good idea to mute everyone because we don't want to like take away from the spotlight yeah. of them and stuff like that.
So yeah, I mean, he was put in charge. Gotta do what you gotta do. All right, this one says, am I the asshole for not saying anything about the underwear? My 20-year-old daughter and her fiance are currently staying with us. I love my daughter, but she is very difficult and I can't stand her fiance. I gave them a deadline to move out because I can't take this anymore. They got into a massive fight the other day while my wife was out. I guess a pair of my wife's underwear got in with their laundry and she thought he was cheating. Okay. I think the fact that she immediately jumped to cheating shows how bad their relationship
yeah.
is. Yeah, especially when you're living in your mom's house and it's literally your mom's underwear.
Yeah, seriously.
She was waving the underwear around and I recognized them because they have a floral print, but I just let this ridiculous fight go on. My wife came home about 30 minutes later and said that they were hers. My wife asked if I didn't realize they were hers and I accidentally laughed. My daughter burst into tears and won't talk to me. Wow, because he knew the whole time.
Yeah, because he knew the whole time.
What the fuck? Yeah, I would just let it go too.
Yeah, I agree.
Her fiance said, "We're fucked," and left the house, but my wife thought it was funny.
I mean, I think it's kind of funny.
I do too. I don't think he's the asshole.
Plus, if you can't stand the fiance, then like, why not fuck with him a little? And they're staying in your house.
Oh, it's her daughter. Oh, his daughter yeah. and her fiance. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So it's like.
So the fiance found the underwear and got mad.
Yeah. No, the daughter found it and thought the fiance was cheating. But in reality, it's the daughter's fucking mom's underwear.
That's so bad. So, no, he is not the asshole. I would let them go on with that stupid shit.
Yeah. Oh, all like, day. I'd yeah. film it too.
Yeah.
Seriously. That'd be funny as fuck. No, they're idiots.
Why, like, get involved in that?
For being that afraid. Like, I feel like if you're living with a bunch of people and you, like, find someone's particle of clothing that's not yours, I feel like, I don't know, the first thing I wouldn't go to is like, oh, they're cheating.
Yeah.
But if you do, then yeah, it says something about your relationship.
I think it really does too, especially when you're in your parents' house.
Like, yeah,
come on.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't think of other places that could have come from.
Exactly. 100%. Yeah. All right, next up, am I the asshole for telling my son he deserved his girlfriend breaking up with him? So my son had a long distance girlfriend recently for about 2 years. She was great, a really nice girl, and we all loved her and welcomed her with open arms. She was flying here constantly to visit him, like a weekend, a month, and he didn't lift a finger to go visit her. One way. Mm. I tried to talk to him about it several times and told him he should really start looking into flying over to her instead of expecting her to do all the traveling. And he said no. My wife probably had something to do with it as she constantly told him she was afraid of him flying. Interesting.
Oh,
afraid of him flying. I spoke to them both and said this girl is great for him. She was willing to move over to our country too, but said there was one condition and that was he'd have to fly over to her country too, which is fair. Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Like, okay, if I'm going to move all the way over, at least come to my country at least once, maybe like to help me or
meet
something.
Meet my family.
Yeah.
See my life.
He said no, he didn't want to fly or travel anywhere. My son was becoming lazier and lazier, eventually telling his girlfriend and us that he was perfectly fine never traveling anywhere, including holidays, etc.
Sounds like a fun guy.
Last week, he told us she dumped him. I went on her Facebook page, as we're all still friends. She wrote us an apology letter about how upset she is that it didn't work out, but that these things happen, so we're on good terms. And looks like she's with a new guy already. Me and my wife have no doubt she was seeing him while still in relationship with my son. I confessed to them both that I actually agree with her decision and he should have expected it. He did not treat her properly and I hope he learns lessons for next time because he needs to make more of an effort for the next relationship he's in. So I said he deserves this for his lack of effort in the relationship and for essentially just allowing this girl to spend all their money and time coming here all the time.
And she's wondering if she's the asshole?
The dad. So the wife and son are very upset that I said this.
Oh,
so,
the dad said this.
Yeah. So
I'm going to keep track of what's going on here.
I know. And the wife says that I'm being horrible. I stand by what I said. Am I the asshole?
No, I don't think
you're the asshole. I agree.
I do too.
Relationship's a two-way street.
Definitely.
So you gotta fucking make some effort, especially if she's willing to move countries to your country.
And what, you need to baby your son that
yeah,
much?
Seriously.
That, like, have to. I mean, God, tell him the truth.
Yeah.
It'll do him a favor for the next situation.
I totally agree.
Learn something from it.
Aren't
your parents
supposed
to teach you how to be a good guy? Yeah, your son's the asshole for sure. Definitely.
Definitely the asshole. No, that was an easy one.
Well, I'm glad she got...
Someone
better, it sounds like.
sounds like. Even the dad's happy for her, it sounds like.
Okay, the final one says, am I the asshole for telling my stepdaughter to stop using period products in the bathrooms that she shares with my teenage son? oh, in the bathroom. No.
I don't know if I'm going to like this.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to like this. I have been living with my new wife and stepdaughter for about 6 months now. So this is a guy who told her this.
Mm. My wife. Oh, okay. So it's the guy and son.
Maybe. Maybe.
Okay. We don't know. Okay.
She's
step. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
wow. Okay. So she's 19, almost 20. And I have three sons aged 18, 16, and 15. She's a really good kid and she's a good influence on my sons. I really enjoy having her around. My wife and her daughter moved into my house and sold theirs. My stepdaughter's father isn't present in her life, nor is my son's mother. Okay. All four children share a bathroom. My sons have never lived for a long period of time with a woman, nor have any of them had long-term girlfriends. They've had short visitation periods when they were younger, but never longer than an hour. So living with two women has been unusual for them. Mm-hmm. My eldest son, 18, came to me last week and said that his stepdaughter disposes of her used sanitary products in the trash. Where else is she supposed to put
them? Yeah, what the fuck?
And they share this trash can, but she doesn't use a toilet roll or sandwich bags
to disguise what they are.
Sandwich bags? To disguise them? What's
they're really clear.
Who puts a tampon in a Ziploc sandwich bag?
I've never heard of anyone doing that. That's such a waste.
Yeah, fuck. What the fuck?
But she doesn't like put like used toilet paper wrap it over up it. Or yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. To disguise what they are. Right. And it makes my sons uncomfortable, which I think is reasonable. My sons are teenage boys and they don't want to see their stepsister's period products on full display. Well, tough titties.
That's what I'm fucking saying.
A few nights ago, I went into the kitchen to grab a snack and she was there doing some work for university. My wife had mentioned that she knew that she was on her period. So I took it as an opportunity to have a word with her. Oh my God. You are the asshole for sure.
Oh my God.
I told her my sons were very uncomfortable and asked if she'd mind putting her used products in diaper bags or flushing them down the toilet instead. Oh. She's probably trying to make sure that your toilet doesn't get clogged because maybe they have older toilets.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She laughed and told me that it was rich coming from a man who sheds like a gorilla and has produced three skid marking sons. Which I thought was just an unnecessary attack. That's amazing. That's a great response.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
I've been nothing but nice to the girl, and it's hardly a comparison. My sons shouldn't have to be subjected to her unhygienic products if it makes them uncomfortable. She went on to lecture me about how tampons can't be flushed and that it's bad for the environment if she uses diaper bags for everyone. But I think it's just an excuse. No, it literally is very bad for the environment. I called her a scruff.
What?
And told her this was my house, so what I say goes.
Oh, you're definitely the asshole.
I later asked my wife if she could have a word with her, and she told me that I was being ridiculous and that her daughter has had her period for 10 years and she knows what she's doing. When I told her it was making my sons uncomfortable, she said, "My sons need to get a grip," and turned over and went to sleep. That's what I would do too. Like,
seriously.
I don't have the time to worry about this bullshit.
Yeah, fucking seriously.
This is a genuine issue to me, and she didn't care enough to have a discussion about it. What is there to say? You're like, an idiot.
What is there to say?
I asked my stepdaughter again in the morning, but she did the same as her mother, completely dismissed it. I would have, like, punched his ass.
Yeah, for real.
Both of them have told me to stop being so silly, but I I don't see how I'm being unreasonable when it makes my sons uncomfortable.
You need to have a conversation with your sons about women.
Yeah, seriously, and teach them why this should not make you uncomfortable. It is a natural part of life. In fact, you boys would not be here if it weren't for the period.
Uh-huh, yeah. Mm, shout out to periods.
Yeah, shout out to periods. That's just like, I'm glad that she didn't get like, she's clearly like a strong enough person. That,
yeah, because
that
could be really offensive. Hurt as fuck if someone, and I would have been embarrassed.
I would have been embarrassed and really upset at that age. I would have probably cried if someone.
Totally.
Like, especially coming from a stepdad or something.
Yeah, that's
like,
fucking weird.
Like, and my sons are uncomfortable.
And to be like, it's my house, what state? Like, she didn't have a choice to move
calling
in.
Calling her
what
a scruff?
Yeah, that's trash. She didn't have a choice to have a period.
Yeah, she didn't have a choice to have a period. What the hell? Educate your sons better.
And make it so that it's not some creepy, like, taboo thing. Like, oh, it's what happens.
Yeah. And how about you, why don't you just go buy another house then if it's such a big deal for you that you want them to have separate bathrooms?
Oh,
if it's such a big issue that they can't share, you're the one making them share a bathroom. Too bad that they have, that's what you do in a bathroom.
Well, it's one thing if you would like, oh, she's leaving her tampons all over the fucking countertop, like wiping or something.
Blood on the ground.
Yeah, like, okay, no. Yeah. I understand when you share a bathroom, you want to be respectful, but is it in the fucking trash? That's where it's supposed to be.
You know, we have the Ziploc sandwich baggies right under the sink. She could have grabbed one.
Well, I don't understand what's going to do. That's not going to help. Like, all it's going to do is cause more waste.
Maybe it contains the smell of them or something.
Plus, it's just one week. Like, you boys can't like use the downstairs bathroom or whatever for that time being.
Yeah, seriously. Maybe they only had one bathroom in the house.
Yeah,
well, he should share his bathroom with his sons then.
That's
such an issue.
Yeah. Mm. You are the asshole.
Definitely. Confirmed.
Yeah, definitely the asshole in this situation. And I would laugh and roll over and go to sleep too if you said that.
There was an update on it.
Oh, there's an update?
What's the update? Curly, can you read it?
Said, not even 2 hours after I posted this, my wife and stepdaughter gathered my sons and I and gave us a full intensive periods for pricks course. PowerPoint and all.
Amazing.
It was a hoot. They made an interactive quiz and everything. My sons and I learned a lot and apologized to my stepdaughter. Thank you for your input.
Oh, wow. Yeah, great update. And honestly, that's so funny that that's how they took it with humor. We're like, all right, let's educate these people.
Period for pricks.
That is so funny. Okay. Well, I'm glad that you learned a lot because
he apologized. And he actually went back to the Reddit and was like, yeah, let me log on and share my new knowledge.
I love that.
Great, you sir. Maybe you're not such an asshole.
I'm glad that you pointed that out, Curly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. And good for them for like taking it in a humorous route and like teaching them mm-hmm. about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very good.
I like that.
Love that. Love a little
good ending
moment
for today.
It is a good ending.
But that is going to be it for the sesh this week. Be sure to let us know what you guys would like to see next week. We are looking for ideas. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We don't have anything planned yet.
Mm-hmm. Nothing planned yet next week. Let us know what we should do. If you have any updates have any requests, updates. And obviously if there are updates on any of the stories mm-hmm. we covered, we will definitely talk about those as well. Yeah. See what, if any of the David Doves. I really want Jeff's new episode to come out.
I know it hasn't come out.
It hasn't come out yet. So we're kind of waiting on
the hold up.
I do too.
Making me wonder are they having some hesitation about maybe they're re-editing, going back to the drawing board a little bit on a few things.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's a bit of a cliffhanger. Jeff left us wondering if his eye is permanently
like damaged or gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. So we'll definitely have to see about that.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, thanks for joining us on this episode of The Sesh. We really appreciate it. Be sure if you're on iTunes or Spotify to subscribe and follow us. That really helps us out a lot. YouTube views don't count as far as podcast performance. So we'd really appreciate that. And that's it for this week. We'll see you on the next sesh. But until then, keep it fresh.